Welcome to your online coffee break, where we discuss bite-sized topics that inspire, educate, and entertain. Here's your host, a software innovator, award-winning marketer, and astronomy and space buff, Chuck Fields.
Hello, thanks for joining me today for your online coffee break. Today, I'd like to welcome my special guest, Angela Preetam. Angela is a singer-songwriter who makes laid-back, positive, soulful music. Her songs have been heard by millions through television, film, and streaming channels. Her music was in popular Hallmark movie, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, Lifetime's hit show, Dance Moms, Freeform's Switched at Birth, as well as commercials for Fiat and ING Bank. Angela joins us today to discuss her incredible music and her newest album, Love.
Online Coffee Break.
Angela, thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Chuck.
My pleasure. Now, you know, I'm having one of those days. You ever have one of those days where, I don't know, everybody's in your way, all the lights are red, should have stayed in bed, and you just feel like you need...
a hug, right?
You need a hug, a tender touch, a little of it up when it gets too much. Makes you want to sing like a bird and buzz like a bee. Puts a grin on your face like a chimpanzee. Like the spin of the earth, just slow down. And you can't quite keep your feet on the ground. When you need to feel that rush, you need a hug.
That is such a great song. I love Hug. I'm loving your new album, Love, What an Appropriate Name. It's fantastic.
Thanks.
No problem. Now, I understand you're obviously from Michigan, and I understand that your music passion began at sort of a young age with your grandmother's piano. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, sure. You know, well, when I was a kid, my grandmother moved from a house into a condo, and we got her piano, and I was like older elementary school. I was probably, you know, fourth, fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And I just started kind of plinking around on it, and then I started sort of sounding things out. And then, you know, my parents got me some real lessons, and then I just, you know, fell in love and never stopped.
See, that's fantastic. And now, you had a variety of music inspirations growing up. Can you tell us, like, who inspires you the most?
Well, you know, my tastes, you know, I mean, what makes me feel something is just music that's melodic, mm-hmm. or soulful. You know, I mean, I always, you know, when I was little, you know, I would hear the Beatles and things like that. And I mean, I love that kind of music, and I like music that's melodic. I mean, probably most of the stuff that was on pop radio through the 70s. And then my parents, you know, listened to, you know, a variety of things. And my dad was kind of into this old school R&B and doo-wop kind of music. And so, you know, really music is music. And I mean, I love the classical music that I started playing on the piano too when I was a kid. You know, I mean, it just, as long as it has feeling, then I love it, you know.
See, I think that's so cool. And I love how you say melodic too, because I mean, that's one description I think when I hear your songs. I wish I could sing. I can't really sing, but I still try to sing along in my car. Oh. These tunes just stay with you, and they're just so, I don't know, they just encompass you, and they feel like you just want to sing along to your music. I just love that.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's really a focus, is I want to have good melodies, and, you know, I'll just get a little thing in my head, you know, when I'm driving or something, and then I sing it into my phone, and then I make a song out of it, you know. But the, wow. Usually the melody comes first to me. Sometimes I'll have an idea, but then the melodies just sort of come from who knows where, some mystical source. And it's amazing. And I'm even in awe of it, but you know, I hear a melody and it's like, okay, that's great. You know, and how can I tweak it? How can I, you know, and then I sort of just develop things from there. But
see, I think that's great. I've always wondered, you know, where does that creative spark come from? So for you, it's sort of the melody, you hear that. And then what do? You sit down and just try to emulate it on piano, or do you sing along? How do you go from that initial spark to this awesome completed music that you end up with?
Well, that's a good question. You know, this is my fifth album, and a lot of my earlier albums, sometimes I would write on guitar because I also play acoustic guitar, but I found that guitar is better for me anyways, for rhythm based stuff. You know, I can't, rhythm is, it's fun to strum a rhythm and stuff, but for really crafting melodic kind of things, I kind of go to the piano because then I can write chord changes easier. Do you play an instrument?
I do not. I played a little bit of piano when I was younger, but just nothing comparable to anything remotely to what you do.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I prefer to kind of write on the piano, and really I develop the chords and the melody and the words, mm-hmm. and then I kind of figure out how I want to execute it. I mean, sometimes, you know, like the song, there's a song in there called Hey, Mr. Sunshine.
To sunshine, won't you turn your love my way? You've been holding back your shining all these gloomy days, but I need you, and I need you back to stay.
So I wrote that on the piano, and I, you know, had the melody and the words and everything. And we ended up not even having piano in the final recording, you know, because it just didn't need it. You know, I have some kind of organ in the background holding the chords, and then it's sort of a guitar feature.
Yeah.
And then the bass and the drums are holding the rhythm. So it's like we didn't even put the piano in there. So how it's produced in the end can be really not related to how I initially came up with it.
Yeah, and that's such a great song too, because you're right. It's to me, it sort of has that blues feel to it. It just kind of slow and just kind of pulls you in. It's awesome.
It's kind of my version of a modern, like of a jazz standard. You know, it kind of has this old school composing style that sort of jazz standards, but bluesy. And you know, there's just something that feels warm and comfortable about it. You know, about the song. So
you know, it does. And one thing if I understand this right, is you didn't initially pursue music as a career when you were younger. What happened that made you decide to become a professional?
You know, it's funny. Whenever I kind of thought, you know, this is too hard and it's too competitive and what am I thinking? You know, hardly anybody makes it, you know, so something really cool would happen. You know, it's like one of the first songs, I swear, this is crazy. Like, the second song I ever wrote got bought. Like, all the rights was purchased by this LA company. And it was an opportunity. Awesome. I had applied for something. It's like, you know, this place, it's like the company that does the Ellen Show was looking for original music. And so I submitted mine. And then they chose it and they wanted it. And it was literally the second song I ever wrote in my life. And this was like 2007.
Wow.
So things like that. You know, it's like when I kind of felt like, you know, maybe this is a big waste of my time. And, you know, then something awesome would happen, you know, like, so then I just did it more and more. And I kind of thought, well, it's my path is kind of just opening up before me. And I felt like I was sort of meant to do that, you know.
You know, I've always wondered, I sometimes think just really, really good people who are really exceptional at what they do, like you're a great musician, great singer, great songwriter.
Oh, thanks.
And I wonder if, you know, if we ever have sort of the perfectionist bar where the bar is still not where we want to be, but my gosh, you look and you start realizing that, hey, your stuff is in demand. It's, you're really good at what you do. And do you think there's that sort of the epiphany that goes off saying, I don't think I'm where I want to be yet, but boy, this is actually just a wonderful gift that you have.
Oh, thanks. I mean, you know, for anybody, they don't, you know, go from nothing to really successful. I mean, everybody, you know, takes time to develop. You know, at a conference, I was listening to the A&R person that was working with Ariana Grande before she broke out as a recording artist. And, you know, she was like a TV star for a kid show, but they worked with her for 2 years, you know, before they put out her album. So, I mean, everybody, you know, if you're developing yourself, or if you are one of those, you know, few people who have a record company developing them, you know, I mean, it all is a process. You know, everybody gets better. If you listen to anybody's first album, they're never as good as they are now. So.
That's true. Now, I think one thing too that's interesting about your career is you mentioned, you know, you submitted your song for the Ellen, I believe, and you've also had, I guess, you've gotten your music on some pretty amazing TV shows, movies, and even commercials. How did that sort of happen?
Oh, through very little doing of mine. Yeah. You know, okay, so with the film and licensing thing, film and TV licensing, it's really about the fit. You know, so there's these people called music supervisors, and their job is to find the exact right music. You know, like last night I was watching an episode of The Crown, and it was based in the late 60s, and what was going on with the plot line, and then they had like Aretha Franklin's Respect playing. Oh, so nice. It was with the period, and it totally went with the theme of the show. So it's not that easy to find those things. So music supervisors are really very good at what they do, because it's like a needle in a haystack, you know. Yeah. So it just so happened that these songs that I had were a really good fit, you know, for the need, for what they were looking for. And I did have them out there. I mean, I send my music to libraries. Like, there's music libraries that are searchable.
Yeah.
So people are search, you know, so I have to put in all the meta tagging and all the keywords. And so then, you know, then they find it. And if my, you know, if the lyrics are right, if it's a sound that they feel would be good to represent their brand, you know, like, my music is very kind of wholesome, and yeah, you know, there's not too much edgy about it, you know, so it worked for the Hallmark movie.
Sure.
You know, I mean, because Hallmark, you know, it seemed to work with their branding, and it had bells at the beginning of what was for the Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yeah. So, was that so Christmas was like, on okay, Honeysuckle Lane? Was that the
yeah,
name?
Yeah, yeah. So there was bells, and it was a happy little song, and it just sounded right for their needs.
Yeah.
So it's just all about that fit, and it's because my music is in these libraries and it was searchable, and they found it. It's not like I knew anybody. It's not like I was pitching it, you know.
Angela, I think it's amazing. I understand recently you passed 500,000 downloads on your Pandora station. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So wow, over 500,000 people have, wow, you know, listen to my music on Pandora, and that's great. You know, I'm thrilled about that.
That, again, just is a testimony of how good your music is. And, you know, your recent album, Love, again, you said your fifth album, and I'm just wondering, you seem to have so many wonderful hits and varieties. How do you stay so creative without getting burnt out? It's just amazing. How do you do that?
Well, I think the key to not getting burnt out is to not put too much on yourself. You know, like, you know, in Nashville, there are people that are, you know, have a contract for songwriting, and they're, you know, expected to just write and write and write every day, yeah, like full time. And I think I would get burned out in that kind of situation. I mean, I need some space. You know, I don't sit down and write every single day. I mean, I'll be working on a song and I might come back to it every day. But yeah, I think to give yourself the time and the space, and I mean, really, brilliance doesn't come from pressure. You know what I mean? At least for me. For me, it doesn't. Maybe for some people it does. But so I mean, I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing it out of passion. I'm not doing it because there's some record label breathing down my throat to produce, you know. So I'm doing it on my own time, on my own terms. And that's why it works for me anyways.
Oh, and it does work. And I want to talk about a couple of the songs from your album. One of them I really like. I love the message behind it, but it's called The Always Okay. And I just love it. I think it's, you know, it got sort of a reggae feel to it.
Yeah.
And I'm never one for politics. I always hate going that direction. But I understand that's sort of a background for what's behind the song. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about what is Always Okay about.
Walk out in the rain, just grateful for the day. See beyond the drama, always unafraid. People cut me down, keep my head so clear with chaos all around, and be always okay.
Well, that was a song that it's kind of a personal goal of mine, like a life goal that I'm working toward is, and everybody would benefit from this, obviously, is that no matter what is going on around you, nobody can bring you down. you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what that song is about. It's like, you know, because there's all this political drama and, right. you know, I mean, it gets exhausting, you know, on yes. either side. And, you know, so, and then even like friends and family and people, you know, I've seen like, you know, issues there. But so it's just like, I am going to feel okay no matter if I click on social media and everybody's like complaining and everybody's fear mongering or, you know, whatever right. the issue is, you know, I mean, we could all be freaked out about coronavirus, you know,
yes,
or we could try to have a good day, you know? So it's really about just like maintaining your center, feeling okay, like taking a deep breath and just, you know, the first line is about, you know, of the chorus is like, walk out in the rain, just grateful for the day. So yes. it's like, you're not going to let the rain, you know, you're not going to wallow in misery about it. It's like, you know, I'm just, you know what? It's a good day. I'm fine. I'm grateful for this day. So it's just about feeling okay in any situation, not letting those people who can irritate you, not letting them irritate you, you know, just being okay.
See, and I love that. And this can sound corny, but I swear, my blood pressure has dropped at least 10 points ever since I started listening to your album.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, just all the songs, they just seem to be relaxing and they have great messages behind them. And another one I love, a very happy song, Sweet Delectable You.
You, ooh, sweet delectable you, ooh, came sweeping in just like you knew. We were meant to unite. Is this really happening, or am I swirling through a dream? I can't believe it's happening, 'cause it's so good, it's surreal.
Oh, yeah, I like that one too.
Tell me about that one. What was the inspiration behind that one?
So I had been doing a cover of, what is that song called? The Mama Cat. Oh, Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I just love it. I love to do a cover of it. I love it. It's so fun. It's cute. So that was actually written in the 30s, you know, and then it was covered by Mama Cat. So I love the style. Okay. So it's this melodic sort of jazz inspired style, and so I kind of wanted to write my own version. So Sweet Delectable You is inspired by the style of Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Ah, okay.
And so, you know, it's happy, it's cute. I mean, it's a simple happy love song that's sweet. You know, but it has these sort of 1930s elements and things like that. Kind of like the Beatles When I'm 64,
yeah.
but without a clarinet, you know.
Right.
but it's melodic and it's happy and it's sing-songy and it's just nice, you know.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now,
oh, thanks.
Now, obviously, you know, all these wonderful songs, a lot of inspiring musicians out there, they might be listening to this right now. What advice would you give to those who are interested in, they have a music passion, they're not sure what to do with it. What should they do?
My advice is to follow your true self. Don't try to be something you're not. You know, it's always tempting. It's so tempting. It's like, you know, I follow certain music industry events. Sometimes I go to conferences and, you know, the music industry will try to pull you into what's popular right now. And it's like, so I've heard it said that you can be an innovator or an imitator. And I would say, do your own thing. Don't be an imitator, because there's probably tons of people trying to imitate, you know, Billie Eilish right now. Mm-hmm. But who was she trying to imitate? You know, nobody. So, right. and people compared me a lot to Norah Jones, but I never tried to copy her though. You know, sure. She's more jazz than I am. I'm kind of more pop soul kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, I would say that, you know, people will have the most success when they follow what they truly love and who they really are. You know, like, I don't try to write country and market myself to the country market, because, you know what, I grew up outside of Detroit. Mm-hmm. you know, country, I never listened to country growing up. I listened to rock and roll. You know, there's some darn good rock stations in Detroit. And sure. So I listened to rock and pop, and country just wasn't in my schema, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not who I am, and I don't try to be something I'm not. So I think people will have the most success if they just try to be who they really are. And if it doesn't fit into a neat category, who cares? You know, it's art.
Angela, that is such great advice. That's so important.
Well, thanks.
What's next for you? What's coming up?
Well, thanks for asking. Sure. So what's coming up for me is I am working on some new songs. I'm recording some new songs that are a little more stripped down. And it's kind of, you know, more carried by the vocal. And they might be just simple vocal guitar tracks or vocal piano tracks. But it's really a focus on the vocals and the lyrics. And yeah, that's what I'm working on, is just writing some new songs, writing and recording. You know, I just started recording and I'm still in the writing process. And so that's fun. And I'll probably do some summer festivals and some more touring. And I'll probably start to book that here in the spring.
Excellent. Well, Angela, we can't wait. Meanwhile, our viewers and listeners out there can go find out more about you and your tour at your website. I believe it's angelapriedom.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. And you know what? My name is just crazy horrible to spell. You know, the last name is Predhomme. It's mm-hmm. like the name Prudhomme, but it's Predhomme. Ah. Nobody will ever get it by listening.
I'll put a link in the notes for this so you can just click on the link and find it. But Angela, okay. I want to just wish you the best of continued success. I want to thank you for taking time to join us today. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, well, thanks so much. Yeah, and I love what you do too, Chuck. I mean, it seems like you're just doing your own thing. Like, you're not following a model. You know, it's a unique idea, and it's your own thing, and that's great.
Wow, thank you. You know, I've never had anyone say that back to me. Thank you so much. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, I couldn't concur with your advice. You know, you've got to just pick your own style. You know what that is, feel it, and don't go into that mold, and that's where creativity starts, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. Yeah. Angela, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Online coffee break.
Wow, I really enjoyed my conversation with Angela today. Hope you did too. And I'm loving her new album, Love. It's fantastic. If you'd like to learn out more about Angela, just go to her website at angelapriedom.com. That's A-N-G-E-L-A. Predhomme.com. I want to thank Angela for joining us today. I want to thank you for joining us as well. If you like today's topic, just give us a thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube, or like us on your favorite podcast application. We'd also love it if you'd share this episode with a friend. Thanks again for taking time to join us today. We certainly appreciate it. We'll see you next time. God bless.